You're listening to the Hammond Cast Show. John Hammond at the microphone. And today we're broadcasting from New York City, a block from Times Square. On KYOU Radio, 1550 on the AM dial and on the internet at www.kyouradio.com, streaming around the world. I got a really fun show for you today. This is my last show before I blast off for Hamburg, Germany, where I'll be recording my new album at NDR Radio, and a live 4-hour broadcast on December 5th on the Tide 96.0 FM in Hamburg. To start things off, I'm going to play a tune that I wrote on the train, and it's called Train Song. And to explain a little more in depth why it's called the Train Song, I'm going to play back a conversation I had with my main man, Al Jazzbo Collins, about this tune before I play it for you. Here we go now.
John Hammond composes a lot of, original things, and I thought maybe it'd be good to have him play one of his tunes tonight. What kind of things are you into now?
Yeah, thank you, Jazzbo. Before I came back to California and got my gig in Sausalito, I was living in Paris, France for 6 months and then 8 months in Germany before that, and I took that opportunity to get a little inspiration from that land over there, and came up with a few new songs while I was over there.
From the boulevards of Paris, huh?
Don't you know?
And some of those straight streets they have in Germany with the cobblestones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I spent a lot of time on their great trains over there. They got some fantastic trains.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day.
Yeah. And
I wish we had some of those monsters over here.
Yeah, that's one thing. We got to pull the old Amtrak together a little bit. But
yeah, and get something that'll hold together over 100 miles an hour, you know?
I took that California Zephyr a few times.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what kind of speeds did they get, anyhow?
Oh, they crack along at about 80 miles an hour when they get down there in the corn patch, you know?
Yeah. I told you, when I was over in Tokyo, Dad, I got on that Hokkaido special, the Japanese bullet.
Oh, yeah.
Went 130 miles an hour, and there's a speedometer inside the car, a big speedometer about, 36 inches in diameter.
Uh-huh.
And you see that big hand going up there, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, goes 130 miles an hour.
Wow, that's a nice touch with the speedometer for people to see.
Yeah, it is. And they got one in every car at the end of the car so everybody can see it.
That's beautiful.
Because everybody keeps saying, how fast are we going? And I'm sure they've driven all the conductors crazy by asking that, so they got it up there so they can see it.
Of course, they got some fast trains over there in Germany and France, too. They have the flying peacock, they call it, and that thing goes screaming along. I got dropped off at a train station after a gig one time in Kaiserslautern, Germany, and they're on the military time system over there, so I got screwed up. I thought 21:30 was like 10:30 or something, and I missed my train by an hour, so I was standing by the track, and I thought, well, I'll take anything that comes along. I got a ticket. I'll just get on there. It's beat sleeping in the old German train station.
Yeah, so, I would do the same thing.
So I stood by the old track there, and I saw a light coming down the track. I thought, oh, this is great. I don't have to wait too long. Here comes a train. And the next thing I knew, I was standing about 12 inches from a track that a train was blowing by about 150 miles an hour, and it started to suck my organ right into the
no kidding
the wheels, and everything started moving towards the train. And it happened so fast, I just grabbed my instrument and pulled it back, and the next thing I knew, it was gone, and that taught me a lesson.
Boy.
When you get dropped off at the train tracks
in
the middle of the night in Germany, stay inside. Don't stand by that track, because they got quite a lot of turbulence and catch you by surprise.
Yeah, that must have been a very, very unusual experience.
Yeah.
Now, let's get back to the original subject on what tune are we going to hear.
All right, well, I brought up that little story because I came up with a little melody in my head while I was on the train, and I got a very appropriate title for it. I call this tune Train Song.
Train Song.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's good that you didn't complicate it too much.
All right, I'll try and crack it up.
Okay, you go ahead and roll in there, and I'll just sit here, and you'll be all set. It's great. He brought the whole organ and everything in here tonight and set it up, punched the thing in the wall, and took some juice out of it.
Train Song. Thank you. song. And you're here with John Hammond at the microphone on the Hammond Cast Show on KYOU Radio in San Francisco, California. All this music is available on Apple iTunes and CDBaby.com and at some stores like Virgin Megastore and Tower Records. And I'm about to record a new album in Hamburg, Germany at the studios of NDR Radio in the north part of Germany. All right, I'm going to play a tune off my Hammond's Bolero record. It's very close to the heart, and it's called Get Back in the Groove, and it's a tribute to all the victims of 9/11. We're going to tell you a little bit more about it right now before we play that track. Thanks for listening. Stick around.
To that, the beautiful sounds of John Hammond here with a piece that, well, it's a medley, America the Beautiful, and Get Back in the Groove. This is John's tribute to the victims of 9/11. And John is here with us today, and he's got a beautiful CD that we're going to be talking about called Hammond's Bolero. And John, welcome. How are you doing, man?
Thank you very much, Joey. It's great to be back.
Because you're somebody that never stands still, John. I have to say that, man. You're a cat that keeps moving. But part of it is that, you know, you've got this passion, man, you know, for the organ as well as the accordion that you play. And you want to tell people about it, and you get out there, bro. How's it been going? And perhaps, you know, how has this Hammond's Bolero album been doing for you, man?
Thank you very much, Joey. Yeah, I'm very, very lucky, you know. I live under a lucky star, I say. Things have been going great. It's been up and down. I've been in the music business since I had my first gig when I was 12 years old. You know,
dig that, man.
And then I decided I wanted to be a musician. My father was a physician, and my grandfather was a physician, and I'm a musician. You know? So that didn't exactly go over great with the folks, but, you know, they eventually came to accept it, and I ran away from home when I was 15 years old with my accordion, and I just decided to make a statement, this is what I'm going to do. And I've been very lucky. I've been to 14 countries now. We're coming up this month. I have a very big gig coming up. I'm very excited. We're going to Moscow, Russia, and I'm going to play in a very fine club there called The Club. And I was speaking with you just before we went on the air, you know. I'm 50 years old, and a lot of people in my age bracket, they remember very well being in grammar school and doing those duck and cover drills, you know. And now we're playing jazz sessions with the cats by the Kremlin, you know. It's amazing.
Brother, but that's a good sign. That's a good thing, man, because you know what I mean? Music, I believe, is the universal language, and it can break down, man, all those borders, all those differences, because, like, as I was telling you, you know, when it comes down to people of people, you know, we all got hearts, and they all pump, you know, and we all have feeling, and I think that the music really is something that touches, you know, folks. And in particular, talk about this last piece that we heard, because, you know, I know that you live in New York City, bro, and New York, of course, you know, is still the mecca for jazz. And then what took place, you know, with 9/11 is something that brought this city, you know, a city that never sleeps, to a standstill, man. And it really, you know, in a way, writing a tribute to it, it says a lot about your feeling for that city and the people within it, man.
Here's our tribute to all the victims of 9/11 and a tune I call Get Back in the Groove. KYOU, 1550 AM in San Francisco, California. Get back in the groove, everybody. This is John Hammond, and that was my tune, Get Back in the Groove, Two Different Ways, from my album entitled Hammond's Bolero, a 2003 release on my label Hamburger Fries Records, and also an earlier version with Frank Beiner on vocals, and I'm playing all the backup instruments and Dave DeAnza on drums. And that was recorded for DTI Records in 1981 in Novato, California. I'm going to take you home with another selection from my Hammond's Bolero record. This is a tune that I wrote in Prague, Czech Republic. And I call it the new Czechoslovakian salsa song. Thanks for listening to HammondCast on KYOU Radio. San Francisco, California, everybody. The Czechoslovakian salsa song. I'd like to remind you, you've been listening to the Hammercast Show on KYO Radio in San Francisco, California. Stick around and you'll hear a lot of great programs on Open Source Radio. I'd like to thank my friends at Apple Computers and CD Baby, Host Baby, for keeping me on the internet. Corey James at Red Jazz, also on KYOU Radio, and Adam Tinkoff on Tinkoff Radio, and all the great programs you'll hear on this incredible station. Stay tuned, and I'll be back from Germany in a couple of weeks with a brand new album, and we will be doing a live broadcast from a club there, a new club called Music Club Live with my quartet, which will include Sandra Hempel on guitar, Heinz Lichius on drums, and Gabriel Koberger, he's a hamburger too from Hamburg, and myself on the Hammond organ, John Hammond, the Hammond organ, and the bass. They don't call me Hammond for nothing. Thanks for listening, everybody. Fingers of the Singers, John Hammond with Hammond.